Hello, this is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then...
Hello, very good day to you. This is Lisa Williams from eBay. How may I help you?
I've just received a recorded message telling me about a purchase. If I want to cancel it, press 1. I've not purchased anything on eBay.
All right, ma'am. Actually, ma'am, the reason of this call to inform you that this morning, 6 o'clock, we have found some suspicious thing that some overseas people from California, they had tried to purchase the Samsung Galaxy phone, cost you $299.
No.
So you want to cancel this order? That is not
that's,
you, all right.
It's fraudulent.
Okay. That's fraudulent. Yes, ma'am, right. That is not you, all right. So do you know anyone who reside in California?
No.
No. So maybe it could possible that some hacker, yes ma'am, we know that. Maybe it could possible that some hacker misused your information and they had tried to purchase Samsung phone on behalf of you. If you want to cancel, we will help you for the cancellation process and block those hacker as well. Is it okay for you?
Oh God, yes, because I've got an iPhone. I'd never order a Samsung ever.
All right, yes, ma'am, I understand that. So no need to worry then. I'm just going to help you for the cancellation process. It's an online.
That's funny that you contacted me because my bank contacted me yesterday. Somebody overseas had tried to use my card to purchase something overseas. My actual card is not
available. Yes, ma'am, you're right. So no need to worry. I will help you for the cancellation process right now. So you need to put me on speaker mode first, loudspeaker mode.
Speaker mode, yes.
Yeah, open the App Store. There's a blue color application, symbol A in it. Open the App Store.
Okay, I've got the App Store, just a second. Yep.
All right, very good. So just have a good look right hand side bottom corner. Can you see the magnifying glass or search box over here? Yeah, so I'm going to tell you the secure application name. You need to type over there letter A for alpha.
Yep.
N for November.
I N.
Y for yellow.
Yes.
D for doctor.
Yep.
E for echo.
Yep.
S for sugar.
Yep.
K for kilo.
Yep.
Any depth. Now search this, search this application.
Sorry?
Search this application, find this application.
Yep, any desk remote there.
Yes, ma'am, right. So you need to type over, click on get, download.
Okay, I'm doing that now.
Yes, ma'am, this application will help you to secure your eBay account, your information, okay, so that those hackers will not able to do it again in future, all right? This will protect you from the hacker. Yes. Yes, that is the that is the cancellation ID number. Please hold the line. Just hold the line. Don't do anything. Let me check on my database. All right. So now confirm me that number slowly, one by one. Tell me that number. 7-2.
4-4-4 9-9 2-2 7-7 8-8 4-4
I'm confirming your number once again 7-2-4-4-9-2 784, is it correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, listen carefully. We are going to connect you to our security department so that we will share you the cancellation form. We can show you each and everything, okay? What is going on, how the hacker plays, each and everything. We will show you. So, we are going to send you the security warning notification from our eBay server. Once you will see the security warning, you need to scroll down the page and click on two boxes and accept. Once you will click on accept, the cancellation process will start. So you will receive the security warning notification. You need to scroll down and click on check boxes. I'm aware of this. Don't show me again and accept.
And is that, hang on a second. Yep.
Click on two boxes and accept. Click on accept.
Do not show again. It won't let me click on that.
Okay, no, if you click on accept. Click on one box and accept.
It won't let me accept.
Have you click on have you click on one box? I'm aware of this.
It will, hang on a second. Yep, accept.
Yeah, accept. Very good. Can you see start broadcast?
And I have to accept it or dismiss it?
Yeah, accept it. Give a click on accept.
Okay, now it's come up. Everything on your screen, including notifications.
Yeah, screen broadcast. Screen broadcast. Give a click on screen broadcast.
Yes,
start broadcast. Start broadcast. Yes.
Screen.
Start broadcast. Yes, right. Screen broadcast, start broadcast. Yes, very good. Now, don't touch your screen. We are going to connect you to our security department. Okay, don't touch your screen. Don't do anything.
It's just saying don't allow or allow, so I'm not touching it.
Yeah. No, allow. Click on allow. Click on allow. Now, okay. Yes, so you are successfully connected to our security department, ma'am, okay? So don't touch your screen, okay? Let me check on my database, okay? Let me fill the form from my side for you. Please hold the line.
Yep.
All right. So you do one thing, ma'am. Swipe your screen from bottom to top. Swipe your screen from bottom to top.
Yes, done that.
I've done that, very good. So now you do one thing, ma'am. Do it once again. Swipe your screen from bottom to top.
Yep, done that.
What can you see right now?
My home page with the AnyDesk app on it.
Your home page, all right, okay. Now you do one thing, ma'am. Swipe your screen from left to right and see what are the changes you can see on your phone. Set your screen left to right and see what are the changes.
I've got hundreds of apps on here.
Okay, you can't see anything. All right, can you see any code over there? The session code or there is a security
only
code over
that,
there?
Only on that AnyDesk app. That's got the
only. Okay. Okay, don't do anything. Don't touch your screen. Let me check on my database. Please hold the line for a few seconds. All right, ma'am. And tell me one thing, ma'am. You shop on eBay?
Occasionally, not very often.
Occasionally. And when did you last shop on eBay? Do you remember that?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay, no issue. All right.
It would be a long time ago because I'm actually doing cancer treatment.
Okay, sorry for that, ma'am. All right.
That's okay.
Just hold the line. Let me fill the form for you from my phone.
Someone's not very happy in the background there. Hello?
Okay, I'm just going to transfer your call, ma'am, to the senior manager. He will help you for the cancellation process, all right? So please hold the line.
Yep.
Thank you for being on hold. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Alex Milliam. I'm the senior supervisor in the floor of eBay. Have you authorized the purchase from your end, ma'am?
No, not at all. I haven't purchased anything on eBay for a good while.
Okay.
Certainly not a galaxy phone. No.
Okay. I do believe my previous colleague has explained you each and everything, like what exactly is going on. Under your
I've done the steps. Someone's ordered something from California and I don't know anybody in the state.
We know that, ma'am. So that's the reason we already put the transaction on hold and we are about to block these people who are trying to compromise your information without your authorization. Okay?
Yep.
Now, please tell me what exactly you can see on your phone screen so that I can guide you up further.
Sorry, I can't hear you. You're very faint.
Exactly what can you see on your screen, please let me know.
Yeah, it's got the AnyGuess app with your address and the number I've read out to the other lady, and then it says screen broadcast.
Exactly.
Live broadcast to AnyGuess has stopped. Duty session was closed by the remote user.
I've either got
hit OK or go to application.
Click on OK. Yes. Now, you're going to get the security from our eBay server. Just give me a moment. Just like before,
you did
accept by clicking on the check boxes. You're going to do that again. All right?
Okay.
Just give me a moment.
No problem. They're buggers, aren't they?
Pardon me?
I said they're buggers, aren't they?
Yeah, the people who are trying to misuse your details, they're from overseas, and our anti-fraud department is working on it to find the location, okay?
Yep.
Yeah. Now you're going to get the security on your screen.
Scroll
down the security. Check in the blank boxes.
Yep.
Blank check. Now click and accept.
I am aware of the risk.
Yes. Check in that blank box.
Do not show warning again. It won't let me do anything with that.
Don't need to do that one. Just check in the blank box. I'm aware of the risk and click on accept.
Yes, I've clicked on the I am aware of the risk, but
the
accept hasn't come up. There we go. Done.
Yes, no,
and it's come up with the now accept the secure eBay secure server. So accept. Okay, now I've got the screen broadcast, any guest start broadcast.
Just give a click on the last option, start broadcast.
Now you need to type over there. Okie dokie, start counting.
Now don't touch anywhere.
Yep.
Alright, now the server has verified your ID successfully. You just swipe up the page from the very bottom to up and come back to your regular home screen where you can see all your apps and icons. Come back to the home
page. Yep, I've done that.
Alright. Now, you need to open up your settings, ma'am. Open up the settings from your phone.
Open up my settings. Hang on. I've got it locked back. Hang on. Settings, yes?
Yeah, click on that.
Now, you need to scroll down the settings. You will get to see an option, display and brightness. Give a touch on that.
Display and brightness.
Yeah.
Done, yes?
Scroll down. There will be an option, auto lock.
Yes.
Click on it and make it never.
Done.
Now go to the settings again. Go to the settings.
So I'm going to go back. Yes.
Yes.
I'm back
now,
in settings.
Now scroll to the top of your screen. You will get to see you will get to see your name over there. Do you see that?
Yes, my name and my Apple ID, iCloud,
exactly.
And media services.
Yeah, you can see your name, Alison Reve. Just give a touch on that.
Yes, I've done that.
Now, after clicking on your name, you will get to see an option, name, phone number, email. Give a touch on that.
Yes, just thinking.
Okay. And just after that, some of your basic information like your name, your email address, your phone number, and your date of birth will come up on your screen. Do you see all those things?
Got all of that, yes.
Yeah. So these are all the basic informations which has been used by the fraudsters to creating the fake account. By using your information, they're trying to be pretending to be you and placing these fraudulent activities so that you don't get aware of anything. Okay. And that's the reason as because it's been done from the overseas, our server detected it and we put the transactions on hold. Now click on the back option, go back to the previous page.
Yes.
Click on the back option again.
Again, back to settings.
Yes. Now scroll down. Now scroll down the page. Scroll it down.
Yep.
Yes. Now,
what am I looking for?
Just scroll down, scroll down. Can you see all your apps?
Yeah.
Yeah, keep scrolling down.
I've just found the eBay app.
Okay, just scroll down to the extreme bottom. Keep scrolling.
Right, okay. Yep, the very last app is Zoom.
Okay, now scroll again to the top. Scroll again.
Yep, I'm back to the top.
Alright, now we have verified the cancellation. It's under procedure. The thing is that our server has detected that the fraudsters who are trying to do this kind of fraudulent activities, they're also trying to make the payments, right? As because you put the transactions on hold, we need to verify that is your informations are safe or not, or else we have to give you the security. So do you check your banking statements on online, ma'am?
Yes, I do check my banking statements online, yes.
Okay, and do you use this phone for online check? For checking your statements, ma'am?
It's the only thing that I have.
Okay, ma'am. So the way you check your statements, please check it from your end. If you see any unusual transaction, even if it is a $1, please let me know so that we can give you the securities, okay? We need to make a report.
Because I've got two I had to do this yesterday for another fraudulent thing with someone else overseas. Give me a minute
because
I've got two accounts.
Yes, ma'am. Please check all your banks. Check all your banking accounts.
Right. Give me 1 second because I've got to go into two different apps. Give me a second.
Okay. And check the statements of all the accounts for last 3 days. Check all the statements of last 3 days, okay?
Yeah, I've got the Hobby Club store, Lismore. That's the one that the bank picked up on the stock.
Okay, and do you see any unusual transaction which has not been done by
Hang
you?
Hang on a second, I've got other accounts I've got to go through, so give me a second. So not
yes,
on that
please.
Account. Not on that account.
And do you have only one bank account you're dealing with?
No, I have two.
One.
I have to go into
yes.
The second stuff now.
Yes, check it that one as well. Check each and every account thoroughly on the last 3 days transactions, okay?
What I'm doing.
Yes, ma'am. Have you got any of them, ma'am? Do you see anything unusual over there?
I don't.
Yes. Take your time and check it. Yes.
In that account, just the back account, internal transfer only. Can't access it any other way. There's one, I just don't know about this.
Yes, tell me. Tell me the transaction, the amount of the transaction.
ALH.
Uh-huh.
VENUES/333.
Uh-huh.
And then it's Charles Dean, C-H-A-R-L-E-S,
$2.30. Try to give a click on the transaction. Give a click on the transaction.
Visa card authorization requested at 10:17 a.m. today.
Okay, and is it been done by you?
I'm just trying to think what I did today because I've come off night shift this morning.
I understand. If you want us to go through the report, we can go in with the security department.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to.
Don't worry, we're gonna verify the statements of your ING. You please simply log out, ma'am. Let me talk to the security officer, okay? Simply log out from your bank and come back to the home page where you can see all your regular apps. And please open up the Google once. Open up the Google.
Where the hell is Google? That's my regular Safari opens Google.
Yep, it's open. Now, on the search bar, type the my, M for mother, Y for yellow, my.
Yep.
Leave a space.
Yep.
Then number one.
Yep.
Then P as in Paris, P.
It's come up, 1P country.
This is any option, it says my 1P address location, give a touch on that.
Yes, I've got that. Yep, clicked on that. Yes.
Now, we'll get to see an option. It says, what is my IP address location? Find out here, not VPN. Do you see that?
Yep, got that.
Yes, give a click on it.
Yep.
Okay, now let me explain the things. Do you know anything about IP address? What IP address is?
I know nothing about it.
Okay, I will tell you. So, IP address means Internet Protocol Address, through which your internet is getting running. Okay, the internet line you are using runs under an IP address in which all of your informations, all your internet activities get saved. Okay, now,
so
do
now
you see
there's
what
there's a thing that says hide my IP address.
Don't need to look down there. Look at the top of your screen. Look at the very top. This is a black bar. It says your IP and your status.
What is my IP address?
Look at the extreme top
of
your screen.
Yes, it says unprotected.
It says unprotected. So it's showing you that your internet line is unprotected. And do you see any red alert in the middle of your screen?
Yes, your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection.
Okay. So basically what has happened, ma'am? Whatever internet activity you do is getting broadcasted to the overseas people. They are trying to misuse your details whenever you're doing online activity, like doing any kind of online shopping, paying any kind of bills. Whenever you're using your personal details for doing this kind of activity, they are trying to record these things. And they're misusing your card information and your banking details so that they can do fraudulent activities. Okay. Now, as because your case is under a cyber crime, okay? Your case is under a cyber crime. It's a cyber crime happening under your details. Don't need to get worried about anything. We have the things in our hand. We can fix this problem for you, okay? What I'm going to do right now, ma'am, I'm going to fix an appointment with a senior officer of the NCA department, National Crime Agency, okay? The security officer is going to give you the security updates so that you can secure your banking information, your identity details, and your internet line. Okay. They're going to help you out in each and every step. You don't have to pay any kind of charges because it's under government work now. All right.
Yep.
You don't have to pay anything to anyone. You just follow the steps. You just need to cooperate with the security officer so that you can secure your information and your account. Alright? Now you just simply come back to the home page and give me a moment. Let me fix the appointment. Alright?
So what page do you want to go back to?
You just come back to your home screen. You just come out of the page and come back to your regular home screen.
Done.
And just wait. Let me talk to the senior supervisor so that we can fix this appointment within a while. Just give me a moment, okay?
Thank you.
Yes. Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So now we just had a word with, I just had a word with our senior supervisor. He is fixing an appointment with the NC department officer whose name is Peter Wilson. And I'm going to give you the case ID, okay? I'm giving you a case ID. Please make a note of it so that you can confirm it to him and he will be helping you for the security things. All right, ma'am. Please grab a piece of paper and a pen.
Yes, just give me a second and I'll get that for you. Hang on.
Yeah, sure.
I really don't need this at the moment. I'm undergoing cancer treatment. Okay. So, what was the name again? Peter?
Yes, the security officer name is Peter Wilson.
Yep.
Yes, and now I'm giving you the case ID. You need to verify it to him so that he can take your case, okay?
Yep.
Now make a note of the case ID. It's 600.
Yep.
911.
Yep.
699.
600911699.
Yes, this is the case ID. You need to verify it to him so that he can help you out. We have made the report for him. We are sending all the information so that he can help you out in a better way, and he will be giving you all the security things, okay? Now let me tell you, ma'am, the security thing is going to take a while, so make sure you have that much time for your own safety, right? Because whatever you're going to do right now, you're going to do it for your own safety of your information and your identity details, okay?
Yes.
So just wait for a while. Yes, let me fix this appointment. Just give me a moment.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes. I have registered the appointment, ma'am. Now, please confirm with the case ID once. Please confirm it to me.
You have 600. You ready?
Yes, ma'am. Tell me.
Okay. 600911699.
It's absolutely correct. And please tell him your name as well, okay? So that he can take the case. Yes. Now, just stay on the line. I'm just simply going to transfer this call to the NCA department, the National Crime Agency. The security officer, Peter Wilson, is going to take the case now for you. And it's
Thank
lovely
you.
To have a word, ma'am. and I'm assured that you're not going to face these problems anymore in future. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you for your lovely time, ma'am. Yes.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Wilson. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm very surprised, Peter Wilson. My name's Alison Reeve, and I haven't used eBay for quite some time, so this is quite unexpected. And actually, yesterday I had notification from my bank, Newcastle Permanent, that my information's been used over time to purchase something. So they've cancelled Newcastle Permanent card, and they're issuing me with another one.
All right. Now, I believe that you're having a word with the eBay department. And
yeah.
They have registered a case regarding this investigation. Now, first of all,
yes.
Could you just confirm me with your case ID number about this investigation?
Yes, it's 600-911-699.
Okay, let me check on this. Just allow me a moment. All right. At the moment, I can see that you are registered as Alison Reeve, and there is a case which has been registered in behalf of the eBay department to the National Crime Department, that is us. Now, do you have got any idea about National Crime Agency? Do you have got any idea about it?
Vaguely, I've heard about it.
Okay. Now, let me tell you, first of all, that we are the government agency. We work for a government, and we work under Australian Federal Bureau Investigation.
Yes.
Now, we deal with all the fraudulent activities and transactions, whatever is happening in whole over the country. Okay. We deal with all the cyber fraud activities. Now, we could see over here that through your network, through your personal details, there are several fraud activities which has been going on. Okay. Right at the moment, as I have scanned your internet history, I can see that there are lots of people from overseas countries have been established on your whole internet network, and they are misusing with your details and with your information. Like they are searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever the stuff they are doing the cyber fraud activities, and they are using your identifications for that.
Yeah.
All right. Now, first of all, may I know that have you authorized anyone to use your internet connection outside of Australia? Or apart from you, does anyone know about any of your card details or information, any of your family members, something like that?
No, it's just me. I have a 14-year-old son, so it's only me.
All right. Now, as I can see that there are more than 10 devices which is connected with the same internet IP address of yours. Now, may I know that how many devices which is connected with your internet connection?
Gee, it'd be my, because I've got a modem,
uh-huh.
And then everything's Wi-Fi, so there'd be 2 Apple TVs, there would be 1, 2 TVs, there would be a PlayStation, there is 2 Wi-Fi things to be able to turn the air conditioners on remotely when I'm at work.
No, like, apart from these mobile phones, do you have got any computer, any laptop which is connected with internet? Because
My son has a laptop that he uses for school, and he has a phone.
And apart from this mobile phone, do you use any other devices which is connected with internet? Like, do you have got any computer, any laptop which is connected with internet?
My son, he has his school laptop and his phone.
Okay, and do you use internet, like do you browse internet in your son's computer? Have you ever done?
I don't, but he does.
All right. Now, right at the moment, I can see that there are more than 10 to 15 devices which is connected with the same internet IP address. So that means the other 5 to 6 devices it not belongs to you, correct?
Well, if it's anything other than, hang on, my nephew, there's a laptop, a PS4, there's
PS4 is not the compatible device.
There's my iPhone, my nephew's iPhone, my son's iPhone, and my son's laptop. They would be the only 4 devices.
All right. So that means the other 6 devices, which is connected with the internet connection, it is not belongs to you. Am I correct?
Correct.
Right. Now, the thing is that we need to go ahead and we need to find it out that why you are facing this sort of trouble. Because there are lots of fraudulent activities which has been going on under your name and under your personal details. Okay. Now, that is the reason why what we need to do, we need to go ahead and we need to find it out that who are the people those are trying to compromise into your details. Now, as you know that we are from the National Crime Agency, so we don't deal with any local branches. We directly deal with the head branches of yours. Alright. Now, as I can see over here that the charges which has been trying to be made and attempted is from the ING bank account. Okay? So first of all, what we need to do, first of all, I need to have a conversation with the fraud department of your bank first. And let me grab some of the information from them. Let me ask to them that what is the condition of your bank account at the moment and why there are so many interruptions onto your bank account so that I can assist you in a far better way. All right?
Okay. I have one card for the ING account. It's mine alone, and nobody else has access to that card.
That's what we have to, check that what is exactly happening to your personal details on your ING card. First of all, we will gonna verify all the problems of your ING bank first. And let me grab some of the information from your bank so that I can assist you in a far better way that what is going on till now.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
So I believe you know that each and every bank has a fraud team in Sydney. They are the main fraud squad, right? So I need to have a conversation with the fraud department of your bank, and I hope you won't mind if I call you with your first name, Alison.
Yeah, that's fine, darling. No problem.
All right. Now, I'll be putting you on a hold for a moment, and then I'll get back to you once I have a conversation with the fraud department of your bank. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Now, before I communicate with the fraud department of your bank, Alison, may I know that, have you received any sort of phone calls from your bank in the last few couple of days that they want to know any of the explanation of any transaction or any payments from your ING bank?
Not from ING, no, I haven't.
All right, not an issue. Now, just stay on the line. I'll be right back to you once I had a conversation with the fraud department of your bank. And in the meantime, if you want, you can go ahead and have a glass of water or a cup of tea. I don't know that how much time it will take because we are in a part of the investigation. It will take some time.
All right. Okay. Off you go.
All right.
Matt? I actually need to speak to you. It's very urgent. There's been a load of fraudulent activity on my ING card on my phone now. There's stop
moving.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, Alison, let me tell you one more thing that we are in a part of the investigation at this point of time. So we don't know that who are these people are trying to compromise into your details. So it's my humble request to you that don't disclose this matter with anybody else, not even with your family members, until or unless we catch these hackers. It's my humble request to you. All right?
Yep.
All right.
Yes, but you don't have it on there. Oh. That's okay. No, you don't have any of it. Approval. Nothing. There's been... Someone in California has tried to purchase a Samsung phone, but there's also all this other fraudulent activity being going on with my IMG. So I know you don't have access to it because I've got... You have your own...
Well,
you don't have access to it. That's,
what have they been buying?
Well, apart, this is the fraud, Federal Investigation Fraud Bureau of Australia, the FBI, are looking into it now. That's that new Ventolin.
Well, they bought some pocketbook.
Put it up there. No.
Hey,
you
mean
that? What's this? Put them in the fridge if you
want. I need one, actually.
Take a bit of time, apparently, so I may as well do some cleaning up while I'm waiting.
Yeah. What? You bought 2,000 rand of cocaine?
No, yesterday I had the National Australia, my Newcastle permanent card had to be shut down and replaced. That's actually, it's an IP address that's not secure, is the problem. I know, and you don't have access to that, but it's coming from me. They've accessed my phone, it's not protected. The threat to fold up. Yeah, and you've got that appointment tomorrow anyway. Thank goodness. Finally.
Yes. Yeah. Is there
Alison? I am, Peter.
Alright. Like, are you busy at the moment? Like, you're doing
I was double checking with my son that he doesn't have any access to that account. Like, just to make sure that he doesn't have any access to that account on my behalf if he doesn't.
Now, I just had a conversation with the fraud department of your IMG bank, and I have I have asked them that what is the condition of your bank account at the moment, and why there are so many interruptions on your bank account. Now, after having a word with them, they have confirmed it to me since yesterday, there are three transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted of your IMG bank account. Okay, I'm providing you the details as well. From your savings maximizer account, the account number ending with 2531. From this account, the transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted. Okay, it is from the saving maximizer account. The account number is 81366251. That's the account number from which the transaction is being tried to be made and attempted. All right?
That's like a back account that I just transfer into the front account.
I'm sorry?
That, on the ING, I have the everyday account, which is my front account that I have a card attached to. The account you're talking about, the maximizer, it's like a back account. And the only way I can access it is to transfer the money from it into my front account.
Yeah, that's I know. That it's like a savings account, like whenever you need any money, you just transfer the funds and make the transaction, correct?
Yeah, I can't access that account any other way.
All right.
Now, that is the reason why that through that account, that transaction which has been trying to be made and attempted, I'm letting you know the figures as well so that you can make a note of it.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, the transaction, the first of all, the transaction which has been made and attempted from your account, there are three transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted from your account.
Yeah.
The first transaction was yesterday in the morning at 9:30. The first transaction was about $9,000. It's from your savings maximizer account.
Yep.
Okay. That is in the morning at 9:30. And the second transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted, that is yesterday in the afternoon at 2:30. Okay. Now, the second transaction was about $8,500 from the same account, which is savings maximizer account.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
is 8,500, and the most recent transaction is today's morning. That is 7,500, which has been tried to be made and attempted from the same bank account. But whosoever, all these transactions has been rejected and declined from the fraud department of your bank, which is based in Sydney, which I have spoken with. They have rejected and declined all the three transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank account. So that means till now it hasn't lost any single money till now. Okay.
Sorry,
now,
that
means till now you haven't lost any single money till now. Okay.
No,
so now you haven't lost any single money till now. That doesn't mean that your money is in safe. Because these are all the transactions which has already been made and attempted out of your bank accounts already that I have mentioned, the transaction, the amount, right? I believe you have make a note of that transaction that has been tried to be made and attempted.
Yeah, I've just written what you told me down.
Right. Now, I have raised a question to the fraud department of your bank that if this is the case, then why doesn't Alison Reeves doesn't receive any calls from the bank? Because you have mentioned to me earlier that you haven't had any calls from your bank in the last few couple of days, that they want to know any of the explanation of any transaction. Am I correct?
No, correct.
So I have raised the same question to the fraud department of your ING bank that if this is the case, then why doesn't Reeves doesn't receive any calls from the bank? Now, they have confirmed it to me that it was not an internet banking transaction which has been made and attempted out of your bank account. It was a branch transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your local branch of your ING bank itself. And all these transactions has been approved from your local branch employees of your ING bank itself. Do you know what does
that
mean?
No, I don't have a local branch, so I'm wondering, what's my, I don't have a local branch.
The ING bank is totally, you know, online banking, like you have to call up the bank over the phone, correct?
Yes. My daughter used to work for them in their actual centre in Tuggerah, and she was the one that set up the account for me in the beginning when I was going to Japan 4 years ago.
Okay, right. But these were the transactions which has been approved from your local branch authorities of your ING bank itself, okay? Because you haven't made any online transaction of that amount that I have mentioned to you, correct?
Correct, no.
So, these, like they have confirmed it to me that it all these transactions has been made and attempted out of your local branch of your ING bank itself, because you don't know you don't visit to your bank. So they are making false statements, they are making false invoices, and they are charging this amount from you. Do you understand that? Because there are a couple of things which is indicate that yes, there is a local branch employee's involvement in this case. The first one is that if there would be no involvement of any bank employees, then why doesn't they give you a call back for authorization before they authorize any transaction? Am I correct, Alison?
Correct, because that amount of money, I have just enough to cover the $9,000 and a little bit extra in there. That's all that's in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a huge amount, and whatever the money you have got in your account, it is your hard-earned sure money. It doesn't matter that how much money you have got. Whatever the money you have got, it is your hard-earned sure money. Now, all these transactions has been approved from your local branch employee, and there are lots of things which indicate that there would be, you know, like the employee's involvement in this case. And the second one is that if this transaction has been made and attempted, then how come without your permission they are approving this transaction? Because all these transactions which has already been approved from your local branch employees of your bank. Okay. Do you give any permissions to anybody in the bank that they can move money or they can make payments without letting you know, without your any authority?
No, I'm the only person that has authorization to do anything with that account. There's nobody else with authorization.
Yeah, so these are the two things which is definitely indicate that, yes, there is a local branch employee's involvement in this case, correct?
Would have to be, because I actually don't have access to a branch. It's all done online.
Yeah, they are making false invoices. They are making false statements. That is the reason how they are trying to do these sort of things. Now, let me tell you some bank rules and regulations, Alison. Like, first of all, if you want to send any money to anybody, it might be $10 or it might be $10,000. It needs two approvals. Like, there are two sorts of verification will be required of each and every payment. One is from the local bank. One is from the fraud department of your bank, which is based in Sydney. Not only your bank that is based in Sydney, each and every bank has a fraud team in Sydney. They are the main fraud squad.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, whenever any employee will try to approve any transaction, he or she has to put their thumb impression on a biometric machine, on a security device. It will capture all the information of that particular person. Then all your payment will get approved. Now, if your local branch will approve any transaction, it directly go to the head office, and they will gonna cross-verify it. If they find it legit, they will also put their fingerprints to authorize the transaction, or if they find it suspicious, they will gonna reject and delete all the transactions. Okay? Now, that's what which is happening over here, that all these transactions that I have mentioned, it's been approved from your local branch authorities, but your fraud department of your bank, they have find it suspicious, so they have rejected all the three transactions that has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank accounts, right?
Yeah.
Now, we know that the hackers are belongs to your bank, but we don't know that how many people are involved with this cyber fraud activities, alright?
Right.
If we can catch these bank employees, with the help of that bank employees, we can break through their chain. And you don't have got the local branch to your place. So it's you just normally does that online. And right at the moment, we don't know that who is the exact person who is helping the hackers to stealing out the money out of the blue, because we don't know anybody in the bank, correct?
Correct.
It's very tough for us to hunt that particular bank employee who is trying to compromise into your details and who is helping the hackers. So we know that the hackers are belongs to your bank, but we don't have got any proper evidence. And Alison, without any evidence, we can't blame anyone like this. Am I correct?
Okay, so how do I make that, how do I secure that account that this they can't actually get the money?
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to tell you, that we have to do that by step, because we need to catch these bank employees as well and to save your money as well, because there are lots of people like you who ever facing the same sort of problems, correct?
So,
right, what we need to do, first of all, like, we need to find it out the bank employee who is the exact employee is, because if you calling up your bank and ask them that these were the things which has been happening, can you just tell me that who is the person is trying to steal my money? Do you think that the person would come and they would ever gonna confess to you? Yes, Alison, I'm the person who is trying to steal the money.
Of course not.
Definitely they wouldn't do that. Correct? Now, for that reason, what I need to do, with your permission and with the help of your fraud department of your ING bank, I wanted to freeze your bank account for the next 24 hours. Now, can you allow me to do that?
I will need to transfer some money out of it right now because that's where all my money is in that bank account. So I will have no access to any money if I do that before I transfer any money out.
Do you need to transfer any money today?
Yes, like I'll do it right now and then you can freeze the account.
Alright, you can do that, but the thing is that it won't gonna, like, do you have to withdraw the money or do you have to pay someone?
No, I do it online. I've just got to transfer it into another account and then put it into a different bank. I can do that while I'm speaking to you even.
Alright, you can do one thing in that case, because the money that you have got in your savings maximizer account, it is no longer safe and secure. So, you just transfer the funds from your saving maximizer to your everyday account. Alright?
Well, I'm going to do that now, okay?
Yeah, and don't transfer the whole amount. Like, if you have got more than 9,000, you just transfer the 9,000 and rest of the money, you just leave it on the savings account.
Okay, I'll do that right now. Give me a second. $9,150 in there. Okay, then
transfer
$9,000. Right, that's done. So now there is only $150 in the savings maximizer account.
All right. Now you can do one thing. You can log out from your bank. If you logged in, you just log out from the bank so that we can start the security.
Just give me a second. I just need a moment to do something else, so give me a second. Okay.
Like how much you have to transfer?
Already done. Just give me a second.
Don't transfer whole the amount. Don't transfer any amount to anyone.
What I've done?
Fuck.
Okay, there's only $150 left in that account.
To whom you have transferred the funds?
To me.
I have told you do not do that.
I transferred it to the Orange Everyday account.
And why you have transferred the funds to your Newcastle?
Pardon?
I have told you do not transfer the funds to anywhere. Why you have transferred the funds?
You told me to because I needed the cash. You said don't transfer
you,
the
I told you to transfer the amount from your savings to your own account, that is your Orange Everyday, and you have transferred the whole amount from that account to your another account. What you have done, Alison?
So that I can get rid of it and put it in a different account, so no one can get it.
I have told you to follow my instructions. Now, we have to go ahead and
find
it out. Like
I said, I'm in the middle of cancer treatment, love. I'm not very well at all.
Need to listen to my instruction, ma'am. Can you just
do one thing?
Okay, can you just do one thing? Can you just log in into your Newcastle account?
Yep. It's going to take 2 business days for it to get there.
All right. Now, what we are going to do, we are putting the security on your network. I have told you to transfer between your accounts. You just transfer the funds to your Newcastle account?
Yeah, I didn't realize. I'm sorry. I'm just not. This has been a very big ordeal. I'm not in a very good way at the moment.
Okay, do one thing. You just take a rest and have a glass of water and just be calm down first. Then I'll talk.
Right, so in the savings maximizer account, there's $150 in there.
No, I haven't told you to transfer the funds from your savings to your your another account. I have told you to transfer the funds from your
account.
But you have already done it, so we need to secure that funds as well, which you have transferred onto your new passes. Because there are lots of hackers who are involved with these cyber crimes. So if they manage to get the information of your ING, they will gonna definitely manage to get all the money of your Newcastle bank account as well.
Oh my God, I can't do this.
We have to secure the funds, but be patient and just be calm down. Now, can you just log in into your Newcastle once again and do let me know?
Yes.
And which one is your main account from the Newcastle? Like the everyday account. Everyday would be the main account, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And have you transferred the money onto your everyday account?
I did, yes.
Okay. Now you do one thing, give a click on profile.
Sorry, click on what? I'm finding it hard to see you, I'm sorry.
Give a click on profile. Profile.
Oh, yes, sorry, yes, profile, yes.
Okay, and can you see anything like payment settings?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, give a click on that.
Yes, I've done that.
All right. Now, you can do one thing. You just swipe up your screen and you just log out from the bank. All right? You just log out from the bank and come back to your home screen.
Okay.
Okay, you do one thing. You just, first of all, you just calm down. It just take rest for yourself. I'll talk to you after 2 minutes. You just sit back and relax for a bit.
I'm not going to be able to relax. Okay, so I'm back at the home screen.
Okay, now, because the money it is still on hold from your ING to your Newcastle account, now we need to go ahead and we need to secure your funds once the funds has been transferred onto your Newcastle. Alright? So we have to wait for a few moments so that the money will wanna go on back to your Newcastle account. Then we will gonna rectify all the problem and we will gonna let you know that how we gonna catch these bank employees those are trying to compromise into your details. Alright?
Yeah.
Don't cry. I'm here to help you out. Please don't cry. And you just leave with your son or you have got somebody else in your place?
I have an estate that lives here. He's a chef. So I work shift, so I do night work. So he's here when I'm at work and my son is home by himself. So my nephew lives with me.
Okay, right. And usually whenever you make any transaction, how many, whenever you transfer any money from your ING, like usually how much time it will take to go on through on your Newcastle account?
Oh, it's usually straight away. And my daily limit is $10,000. It usually does it straight away, but when I just did it, it said it may take 2 to 3 business days.
All right. Now, we have to wait for a few moments that how we're going to save your money, because you see that it's a huge amount, so that we need to go ahead and we need to secure your funds from your Newcastle, all right? Now, I will going to let you know that what you need to do once you will going to receive that money on your Newcastle account, all right?
Yep.
So, in the meantime, we need to wait for a few moments and then, like, do you have got any appointment today?
No, I've got appointments tomorrow that I've got to pay for and now I'm not going to be able to access the money.
Okay, so you don't have to do any internet banking, you don't do any internet activities until or unless we put the security on your details, alright? You just leave that the way it is. And have you ever log in on your Newcastle account from your son's computer? Have you ever done that?
Oh, not for his computer, no.
You've never done that, right?
Only from his phone.
Only from this phone, alright. Okay, not a problem. Now we need to go ahead and we need to wait for the funds to reach back on your account. Then we will gonna go ahead and we will gonna start the security on your Newcastle Bank.
But that could take 2 or 3 days, it said.
Not at all. Like, it won't take too much time. Like, once the funds will gonna get back on your Newcastle, like, we need to go ahead and have a word with your Newcastle Bank as well that how we gonna secure the funds. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm just having a word with your Newcastle fraud department as well, and say that whether how we gonna catch the hackers to save your money. Okay.
Yeah.
But don't cry. Please don't cry. I'm here to. I am telling you that I will gonna try my level best to put the security so that you don't have to face any sort of trouble.
Yep.
So just be calm down. I'll gonna let you know that what we need to do. All right?
Yeah. I just didn't realize I'm just not in a good way at the moment. I've only had. Have the cancer removed last week, and I'm on all this medication, and I'm just not even thinking straight. I'm sorry.
All right, not a problem. I totally understand your concern, but you see that we are also
because
trying
me,
on the level
best. With me doing what I've just done without really thinking, without listening to you properly, if that money now takes 2 or 3 days to hit my Newcastle Permanent Bank, I can't pay for my doctor's and specialist appointments tomorrow.
No, it won't take like 2 or 3 days. Within 2 or 3 hours, maybe it will gonna get back on your Newcastle account.
Yeah.
Okay. So don't worry. Just be calm down. You can easily make payments to your medications. So you don't need to worry about it. You just stay over there. All right.
Yeah.
And within few moments, you get to see that maybe within it will take 3 or 4 hours. To get the money on your account. So, you just check the account that have you received that funds or not, or we have to wait for 2 or 3 hours. And in the meantime, if you received any calls from your bank, and if they ask you that, have you made the transaction, or have you received any calls from anybody, you just tell them, no, you have done that by your own self. You are not in a part of any investigation, all right? Because it might happen. The hackers can be manipulating you and digging out all the information out of you that are you in a part of any investigation to any national crime agency or not. So you need to tell them, no, not what are you talking about. I just transferred funds from my ING to my Newcastle account. That's it, all right?
Yes.
So what we will going to do, we need to wait for a few hours, like 2 or 3 hours. And, like, do you have to go to your work today?
Sorry, do I have to what, darling?
Do you have to go to your work today?
No, I finished at 9 o'clock this morning and I don't go back now till Friday afternoon. I do disability support work, so I'm off for 2 days.
All right, that's fantastic.
I've got all my medical appointments tomorrow with my specialists and doctors and... I've got an appointment at 9 a.m, 1:30 a.m. and 4 p.m.
All right. Now listen to me very carefully. Listen, that it will take 2 or 3 hours more to get the money on your Newcastle account. Now till that time, you are not allowed to make like any transaction or do any internet activities until or unless we put the security on your financial details. All right. And my humble request to you that don't disclose this matter with anybody else, not even with your son.
Right, okay.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and get back to you within 2 hours. Alright?
Okay.
Alright.
Okay.
Alright. I do understand. Don't cry. I just check the email that have you received any new email from your bank?
No, I haven't.
Alrighty, just leave it. You come back to your home screen and don't do any internet activities until or unless we put the security. Alright?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Now I'll get back to you within 2 hours. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Take care of yourself. Bye for now.
Bye. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.